Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back, Whiter Shade of Pale. What's from the Wayback Machine, just like me. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out, using to your advantage. Folks, it's just you and me. It's still just you and me. One more segment. I want to talk about something that I've been sort of introducing you to a little bit along to my new book. I haven't spent a lot of time talking to you about it. Haven't pitched it to you. Haven't been advertising it or anything like that. We're doing a real slow, real soft rollout of it right now. But what I'm going to talk about today is the basic premise of the book. And the basic premise is that you and I have as human beings have developed 10,000 years of ethics. Since proto-market was born, you've heard me talk about that before. Since proto-market was born 10,000 years ago, you couldn't have a marketplace without trust, without contract, without some kind of rules, regulations, laws, currency, insurance, all that stuff, right? So we developed a 10,000-year catalog of analog ethics, and the ethics only had to move as fast as our analog world, the leverage that we used. And I started calling that analog ethics. It's a term that I coined. So now, though, we're increasingly in a digital world. There's still analog. We still have analog things in our lives. But our world is, all those analog things are being replaced every day by digital things. And yet you and I are never going to not be analog. Think about that, folks. Even, let's say 10 years from now, we've got twice as many digital things and half as many analog things in our lives. That's pretty high digital ratio, right? And yet you and I are going to be the same analog beings we always have been. How's that going to work? How is it going to work where, how about 25 years from now? How about 100 years from now? 100 years from now, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, will still be analog beings just like us. But you think their world won't be fully digital? Of course it will be. Very little analog. And so how do we do that? How do we transition our ethics, our analog ethics? How do we make them transmogrify into something that's digital, a digital ethical scenario? How do we do that? Well, now I want to bring you to a scenario where this problem has played out, and then recommend a solution. So perhaps you're familiar with the Facebook scenario. Perhaps you're familiar with what Facebook has been dealing with. Mr. Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, the operator of CEO of Facebook is dealing with. Well, what happened, if you remember, Facebook allows app makers on their site to offer you, the user, their apps. One of the reasons why you go on Facebook is so you can have access to these cool apps. And so this professor in England made this app, and he put it on Facebook, and people liked it. And they acquired it, and they put it on their phones, right? And the app maker said, if you want my app, I have to have access to all your stuff, to your pictures, to your contacts, to your email, to your geo location. I got to have access to all that. That was part of the deal, right? Most people never read it, but when they pushed the button to say, yes, I want the app, they in fact did convey all of that information to this guy who didn't steal it from them. He said, I want it, and you gave it to him. And then now in his possession for free, all he had to do was give you the app, which you're now happy about because it's so cool. But now he's in possession of 78 million contact records. 300,000 or 400,000 people took the app. But if every one of them had 200 contacts, that's the estimate, it turned into 78 million. That was the last number I heard. 78 million contact records, people, which he then sold to Cambridge Analytica, who then sold it to somebody else. And now we have all this big controversy. And, in fact, today Mr. Zuckerberg is going to be in front of Congress testifying about this, asking them to rein down regulation on him. When if you understand the scenario I just gave you, who is really at fault? So here's the thing to think about. If somebody walked up to you and said, give me, and they, you didn't know this person, but they said, I want your friend's mobile phone number. You didn't know this person. They said, I want to contact your best friend. Give me their mobile number. You wouldn't do it, would you? You would say no, because that wouldn't be right. Your friend would expect you not to give them that number. That would be an analog scenario. That's an analog ethical thing that you just did. You just didn't give it to them. But on the same day, you downloaded that app, and in the downloading, you gave that app maker your friend's contact and all of your other 199 friends' contacts. So who's really at fault, my friends, in the scenario, the Facebook scenario? Is it Facebook? I don't think so. Maybe they could do some things to be better. But they weren't the ones who gave them your contact information. You did that. So, folks, the point I make in the book is we can worry about robots. We can worry about artificial intelligence. But in the digital age, you and I have more to fear from each other. We got to get a handle on this. We got to understand how to live in a digital age with digital ethics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.